Why do I let this go on? I let it go on because I want the FBI. I want the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they've all been there. George has called every one of them, along with Lou Perry, including the Associated Press. Don't you think they would be parked down here in this room? And maybe they are. But outside, all around. It is run properly. And through court, your records are impeccable. And if they change the law, which they very well could, but they're not about to this year. And that's why I've said, if you can afford it, put 10 shelf corporations away for yourself. 3 or 4 or 5 or 2 or 1 extra. Because if you're going to work with God, you are going to make it. And if it moves into next year, as the pressures come down and come down and come down and come down on you, they will start grandfathering things. And they will make, like taxes, things retroactive to the first of the year. Or make you have all fiscal years starting at the first of the year. And you lose a lot of benefits by doing that. You have to pay attention. You pray and pray and pray on your knees. And you're learning finally to pray for your brother, but the next breath is, just show me what to do with it. How, God, do I protect it? So God says, have time, get your ass down there and tell them how. And I say, all right, EJ, go over there and learn how. And as soon as there is enough to be able to have someone, you will have someone, and court comes. And it isn't just that he's bright and creative, but together you can be very creative. According to your needs. It is all right to avoid taxes. It is not all right to evade taxes. You render unto Caesar what he demands. But it is stupid, not just foolish, it is stupid, people, to give your enemy everything that you have. And corporations in Nevada or the way to have some protection. And you can have bearer stock. But if you don't have any big profits to fight over, you take care of your employees in a different manner. And basically, when you do business, and this is what has really bugged them. When you do business as a corporation, whether it be the institute or the local paint company, who is going to sell paint and also supply you with painters, you make sure the one you do business with is also a corporation in Nevada. Some of the things that you will have to do will have to be registered, also incorporated in the state of California. And they will come to you and they will say, but it's just as cheap to go ahead and incorporate in California. Yeah, but you can't. Everything is public in California. California is the worst state in the union, maybe the world, in which to try to do business. So why did we have to pick California? Well, it wasn't that simple. And you needed the lessons. If you've got the worst thing to deal with and you do it right, you're going to do pretty well. Now, George Green also called this person in Florida before he sent her the packet of stuff. Again, another packet. Now, this lady's in her 80s. Bright, sharp lady. Very, very, very close friend of Eustace Mullins. In fact, when George comes through and says, I don't owe Eustace Mullins anything, from Eustace Mullins to her, to us, George had outstanding almost 10 grand to Eustace Mullins. Now, of course, several things were discussed last night. One was Billy Meyer. You know, this Dorma character had absolutely, really, she had to see the entire confounded world. Do you realize that that Doris Eckert, quote, delivered to him a finished manuscript ready to print about Emmanuel, and we called his name Emmanuel. Now, Billy Meyer had that story, and Desiree had tried and gotten people to try because it was all in German. Dorma doesn't even speak good Texan, much less German. And besides, she would not have had an original manuscript. And I'm now going to just repeat what was said last night. She had deceived the whole world because Desiree had been trying to get that thing translated properly. And Doris comes along, fills in all the blank places, finishes out the story, delivers the full manuscript, and this gentleman said, that doesn't add up, Mr. Green. If it was not finished and you now have a finished one, then it cannot be the same. And what about poor Billy Meyer? I understood that all proceeds would be broken down and Billy Meyer would get a full, either the entire profit or on that book, 10% of the profit. Well, he changed the subject. Didn't want to talk about that. Well, the facts are that that was, at my insistence, offered to Billy Meyer, and he said, I don't want anything to do with you. Period. Get out of my life. Now, something else you may find very interesting, because Billy Meyer is a very valid person. I cannot say that everything about the Semyasi Star Center is valid. Hardly anything is. And a lot of people set Billy Meyer up, and not the least of which is that stupid bubble machine. That looks, you know, this is the greatest craft in the world. George is back to showing that, man, I told him that is wrong. There is no self-respecting space traveler would have anything that looks like that. Good grief. Talk about wind resistance. And they found a model of it in the barn at Billy Meyer's place. Now, whether Billy Meyer knew or not is beside the point. I just told George, it's all right to show that, but please, you go with your opinion. It is my opinion, it is my opinion, and quit saying Hatton said. Because Hatton is saying that is a false projection. So he buffered that a little bit. We went to a meeting, and he's going through all this, showing slides, and uh-oh, here comes this one. And there sits Doris. So he said, oh, but this one is a phony. Well, it's in the big book. Now, on the Billy Meyer tapes, you will note, sitting there with Wendell Stevens, Britt and Lee Elders, there's another story in themselves. It says, I gave my pictures, you know, I loaned out ones to the press and hardly any came back, and then someone stole thousands of them. I don't have hardly any left, maybe 35. Has anybody listened to George Green?
Mm-hmm.
I have well over 1,000 pictures. Well, it could be the same thing as the $1 million that he fronted for court. But the facts are, it doesn't look too good, does it? I'm talking about the way it looks. And when our people have to take the kind of abuse that comes out of actually the courtroom, and once put on the Associated Press, yes, you can go sue Luke Perry and the Associated Press, but what in the deuce for? The man is trying to steal his own stepmother's meager little life savings. Christian, his father was a minister, for goodness sakes. And this man would see. This woman tended this man through his death days with cancer, in agony, finally becoming incontinent. But he never became incompetent. And this turkey has dragged that woman from court to court to court, trying to break the trust. The only safe funds that this woman has is what she went behind their back, because she has sold, she is the trustee. She is the sole trustee. And the only thing that woman has left is what she put in the institute. And if you think we are going to play Luke Perry's game while he does nothing except struggle and try to get her money, it will not happen. That does not mean that we will not have to possibly do something in a courtroom. If the judge says, you give it back, or you do this, or you do that, or it's life imprisonment, or the firing squad, but they won't. You know why? Because they will keep it going with the lawyers until there's not a cent left for anyone. And then when I speak like this in this room, the tape goes out. Now they're going to get Doris for contempt of court. That hangs there like the sword of Damocles, you know, the University of Science and Philosophy lawyer gets up there and says, well, okay, we will do this, this, and this, or we will bring, we're really seriously considering pressing further charges because you did run some more stuff in the paper. You've come a long way, kiddies. And if you don't believe that you are being strangled to death, then I suggest you read the contact. We're going to repeat some stuff from the San Luis Obispo connection. Once call and say, how would I ever dare to jeopardize the lives of my people to print this kind of material? Sam dare to have Hatan on the air? Why does he dare to talk to Gunther Rosmacher? Because if not you, who? Spotlight tried. And finally, they had to begin to buffer everything. So you have to read with a lot of discretion. And then you'll have Patriot Papers. But you cannot get a worldwide vision from ones who just want to march over to Washington and stand while someone goes and talks to a congressman. These sound good. And they're good to hear. But somebody's got to go out there and open their mouth, run the risk, and tell the story as it is, not like you'd like it to be. Well, why don't they try harder to kill us? Well, they can't get me, and they found they can't keep her dead. Now, that may sound a bit amusing to you. And now they've started working over Ed Young every now and then. You know, the computer goes blank, the program is wiped out, and the heart stops. Well, I can start it. I can start it. But they can hurt you. So you have to use intelligence. You have to be wise about what you do. It was all right to spend the last go around, as with Maya being a clown, a hail king. You've got to have wisdom this time.
This is the end of tape one. This is where Gunther Rosmacher called in.